We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of the United States and some parts of Europe, Mr. Tim Gennies.
It's me. What's your host?
I thought you were going to go... Hello, welcome everybody.
You know, I didn't know what I was going to do there. I just wanted to mix it up a little bit. Of course, to my left is it's Christmas in almost May. Joey Noel.
Oh, it is almost May. It's going to be May.
Bye.
You know, that's what they say.
It is going by. We looked at dogs earlier together. Maybe we'll get a dog together. And of course, the master beater.
The master beater, Andy Cortez. That's what they call him. That's his nickname. That's his whole intro.
Anytime Barrett's walking by my room, he hears it. I know he does.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude.
Damn, this is all going directions I didn't expect. Just like right before the show,
yeah.
Where I got to do it. I got to do the thing where I call you out. Because I got to question the train of thought that led to the things that came out of your mouth.
Sure.
Because what happened was Kevin's been tinkering with this thing called the companion app that essentially
come on, it allows stop. You. Chat, live chat right now. Melissa, Matthew, Big Head, when you think companion app, what does that make you think of?
So,
I think of video games.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of things you could think, but it's an app that allows Kevin to control the studios in brand new ways that only Kevin Coelho could do.
Sure.
Terrifying.
So because of that, Barrett has not been taught how to do it. So he's like, hey, we're using the companion app for the first time. We'll see how this goes.
Look at it here. Look where we're at.
But immediately, Nick goes, oh, is that like a dating thing? Which like made me question. Me and Andy both were like, wait, what? Which I get where you're coming from, but
in context,
is it just what part is it more that it is the app side of it or the companion side of it or the fact that it's a companion app that you're like, oh, it's a dating app?
Word association,
yeah.
Trying to get something started with you guys.
I get that, right? But what was the word you were associating? Was it the companion part or was it the app part?
Okay,
it read to me as it was the app part, which I just think is funny.
No, like a companion. Okay, what am I trying to think of, Andy? Andy, look into my brain right now. Mm-hmm. My mind is your mind. Your mind is my mind. One body, one mind. What reference am I trying to think of in regards to like a companion something or other?
Chat said companion cube, and it has a heart
yes,
on it.
Yes, maybe that's what I'm thinking of from Portal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes no sense then.
No, not at all.
Well, look, I put it out to the audience right there, and they don't know me at all. They've never once heard me talk at all. And a lot of people are saying Tinder. It sounds like sex. Sounds like a hookup act.
Sounds like sex.
Things like that.
I'll tell you what. Well,
that's
like
where my brain goes.
The first thing that I think of, and the only thing I think of, is a newfangled app that Kevin tries to install that just makes things more complicated and breaks things more.
100%.
That's all it reads like to me, Joe, is like, they're like, oh yeah, this will combine all the seven things we do. And it's, fuck, sorry guys, sorry.
What if we just overcomplicated everything?
The jib has had a life of its own now. It's walking out.
That is all true. The thing with this, though, is the idea is that this is working in addition to the normal ways of doing
sure.
it. So that, in theory, if everyone there is sick, Joey Noel could run the show and be a pro. Nick Scarpino could run the show.
Both Kevin and I were out, I think, for the first time ever in this new studio. And it's a little scary for one Roger Picorni to come in here and figure it all out and figure out
press
our
all
minds.
The buttons.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is all they have to do, press a button and everything goes. The only thing that didn't go was the jib, but I got it running in time. But yeah, when it like in the intro, just to like pull the veil behind everything, right? When we started with the jib and then it cut to the wide shot here, that was all the companion app. I didn't even switch the cameras there.
And then the smoke didn't go off, which I was expecting. And then Nick let off with just the least energy I've ever heard. Here we are, everyone.
First off, I had a great intro. Okay.
So,
second off, I brought the energies today. I knocked on the door as Adventure, and everyone answered except for Snowbike Mike, who had a sugar crash around noon today. Literally, I thought he was going to die in my car. I felt so bad for him. He was supposed to go on this podcast. And I was like, Mike, are you doing okay? He's like, oh, I picked the wrong day to quit sugar.
so much to break down that I'm sure stories will be told on the Kind of Funny streams.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to that, of course, some housekeeping items. We are starting Guardians of the Galaxy in review leading up to Guardians Volume 3, the final volume, some are saying, which I'm very, very excited about. We're going to do that this Friday for everyone. You guys can watch live with that, and it'll post shortly thereafter. Very excited about that.
I get to do it this time.
Are you going
to
be on that with us?
I am. Yeah, gonna be, never on.
At least on the first rewatch. We're not sure of the cast of the second one.
We're working on it.
Yeah, fun thing, actually, for teasing the Guardians 1 rewatch that we're recording on Patreon this Friday, live for everyone next Monday, MT from New Rock Stars is going to join us on the wall because he's over in Boston. Getting more New Rock Stars love here, and first time he's going to be making content with us, which I'm very excited about because, fun fact for you guys, this isn't like an official world record or anything, but he has watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 more times than any human being on the planet.
Okay.
Because James Gunn, to this day, says there's one Easter egg that has still never been found in Guardians 1.
I hope he's trolling everybody.
And I really do,
too. He's like, I swear to God, it's here. And MT, every couple months, will put out a super deep, in-depth breakdown of, I think I cracked the code. And James Gunn will tweet it and be like, nope, not this time, buddy. Aww. Not this time, buddy. Getting close. So we're getting there. Anyways, it's going to be a really fun time.
Of course, if you folks can't watch that, because I know it's really hard to get, you can go to kindoffunny.com/Mario and check that out right now. We've actually put the link in there for you for the Guardians of the Galaxy watch along. Why not? I'm an agent of chaos. Other news, other fun stuff.
Is that why you asked me about redirections?
No, that was for this next week's housekeeping. Okay. I'm actually doing a really, really fun show next week, April 28th, at a place called The Lost Church in San Francisco. It's a rad little underground speakeasy in the heart of North Beach with a lot of Italians just running around it. So if you like Italian people, you want to just pick one out of the wild and bring them down to this show, you can go over to kindoffunny.com/lostchurch and grab yourself some tickets. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Tripod Plus Plus, James Hastings, Casey Andrew, Nathan Lamothe, and Al the Decimator Tribesman. It's 2023. Yeah. You got to keep it up, right? Of course, today we're brought to you by Rocket Money, but we're going to tell you about that a little bit later. Tim, I missed out this weekend.
You missed out hard.
And normally I don't feel FOMO, but hearing all the stories of the creator clash, all the fun things that came out of that, all the things of like, I wasn't taking this seriously, and then Joey was like, somebody got their nose broken. I'm like, this sounds like my kind of thing.
Bicep ripped off.
Yes. How was the event for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. So much fun. First off, for those that don't know, Creator Clash is a creator-led, influencer-led boxing event led by iDubbbz and his wife, who are iDubbbz, a very popular influencer that Andy and Joey could definitely speak more to on this side. But this is the second annual.
That's all I know.
Annual at this point event. It seems like they announced that number 3 will be happening. And I totally get it based on the success of this. It took place in Florida. Big, real.
Of course it took place in
Florida. Super special.
boxing event. And it was real boxing. And there'd be matchups including Alana Pierce versus other streamer and Amika and a ton of other friends, including Marisha Ray from Critical Role, Harley Morenstein from Epic Mealtime. There was some former WWE superstars. There was Nathan Barnett. Like, a ton of people.
Great game player.
How did Nathan Barnett do?
Incredible. He's so good. He's a very athletic man. Yes.
Very athletic. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he fucked the guy up in one round.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Done. They just called the match.
Damn.
But they took this shit really seriously. They've all been training for the last, like, 9 months to get prepared for all of this. And at the end of the day, we were like, well, we're not going to compete in this, but we want to watch this shit. So on Saturday, pretty much most of Kind of Funny came through here, and we turned these couches that way, and we literally watched on the video wall, which was pretty damn cool. First time doing that. And we just had the best time ever. Thank you, Barrett, for bringing up the video of it there.
It was dope.
Well, we also... I think what kind of started this whole thing was when we were getting really, when I say we, I mean me, mm-hmm. I was very disappointed in Tim, Joe, for not inviting us to his Super Bowl party. Yes.
Fucking.
It's just.
Hate you.
I just want to be invited, Nick, you know?
To the
Super
Bowl party that Tim didn't have?
I just want to be invited to a thing, you know? And if Tim goes, I mean, you can come if you'd like. Yeah, that doesn't feel like
invite.
That doesn't feel
not
like
an invite.
That's not
then
enough.
It feels like we're intruding.
Yeah, it's not enough. But then we brought that up, and then and I was telling Chad, I was like, but instead I just watch in my bedroom all alone, my pile of shit. And then somebody in chat said, why don't you all watch on the LED wall? That's a pretty smart idea, Chatter. Like, that's a pretty smart freaking idea. And yeah, we were like, we should just do it at the studio. So yeah. Tim bought the pay-per-view. I bought
By the way, I was planning on watching it at my house and inviting people. And I started inviting people, and it was the thing where no one's saying yes to me. Look, and I'm like, see, what the fuck? And then it hit a point that I was like, okay, I got enough buy-in. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, we're doing it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, that's the general problem whenever events happen here, is that it's like an energy, right? And if you float it out there and the energy falls flat, you're like, well, I guess I'm done with this, which is kind of what happened with the Super Bowl. If you remember, everyone was like, we watched Super Bowl. And then Andy was like, Tim, can we watch it at your house? And you're like, fuck off, Andy. Stop trying to leech off.
He did say that, right? Because I had like...
None of this is what happened.
He did say that, right?
It was like 40% of an invite. It was a very like...
It was...
I mean, if you want to, sure, drop by. If you're in the neighborhood, you know.
Who are really, really, really close are going to a movie. And you catch wind of it. And you go, oh, you guys are going to that movie? And your friends go... Yeah, man. If you want to come, we can see about getting you a ticket, but we'd have to look online. We don't really know how to use the internet. Just all those like
when it feels like I'm putting you out of a day, it's like I don't want to, you know.
I love that some people with open arms. It feels like 40% of an invite, and then to other people it means I now have 3 extra large pizzas, way too much alcoholic cider.
And dip.
That I don't drink,
right?
But I try to.
Wait,
you know,
this comes from the Super Bowl party or from the creative
and, you know, either the Super Bowl party or party. Many wrestling events or the Creator Clash, all of these things. And then whenever I do it at my house, it's just then my house is just overrun with extra stuff that I bought out of my own wallet, my own money.
Yeah.
And who comes? Joey Noel's always there.
Joey's there. It's,
you can always count
constant
on
the Northern
I feel
Star.
Like me and Kevin are pretty much down to do like anything.
So the majority of events end up being me, G, Joey, Kevin, and Paula watching sports.
But that's, the problem is Kevin's the opposite, right? Kevin takes everything 100% literal. I can be like, oh my God, I'm thinking about cutting my foot off. He's like, really? I'm going to get this off. Get this off here, right? So you got to be careful when you float things out to Kevin because he will just lock it in his brain and then put that on the calendar already.
Suddenly he's going to back up his truck into your front lawn and be like, we're tailgating.
Like, we're here. I brought the sand. You're like, why sand? I don't
know. Are you watching Barry? Is that why you brought up sand?
Yes, actually. Yeah. Did you start watching it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
No, I want to talk about it now. This is a fucking huge spoiler for Barry, and I normally don't
do that.
Don't do it.
No.
I want to watch Barry. So don't spoil it.
No.
She wants to watch it.
Yeah, let me.
Can I say?
I'm not going to cut back to you.
Can I say
to you? Promise.
Mouth it to me.
What a fucking disaster.
What?
I hate this world.
Say it louder.
I'm sure this is great. I'm sure this is great for audio listeners.
First off, we're going to go back to Creative Clash in a second because I really want to talk about this with you guys. But second off, season 4 of Barry. First off, season 2 is really dark. Season 4, starting off real good. A lot of NoHo Hank. Loving it.
God, NoHo Hank's the best.
I'm just saying, it's the meeting is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
One of the best scenes in any show I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. You should watch it.
Yeah, but you won't watch Succession, so I don't know if I.
No, well, now I got the spoil. Everyone spoiled Succession. I open up a fucking.
It doesn't count as a spoiler if you walk in on your wife watching a show.
That's a spoiler.
Okay, that's a spoiler. It's 80% of a spoiler.
Staying away from Succession spoilers, specifically the big thing that like happened, I guess, like last week or the week prior. It was like every. It was totally unrelated news articles. It'd be like an article on like saturated fats. I'd be reading it. And it's like, oh, also this is what happened. I'm like, whoa, what the hell's going on with this Succession? It was just a big moment.
Yeah. It was by far like the most unleashed the internet felt to talk about something. And I feel like all of the internet met up one day and was like, hey, are we cool with spoiling whatever happens tomorrow? Yeah. Cool. Cause like whenever that happens, we're all just going to. It felt by far the most like no holds barred.
Yeah,
everybody
more than any
just talk
MCU
about it.
Movie
more than any MCU show. Movie. Yeah, because like I
didn't see this at all.
Man,
it was spoiled for us in New York.
It was real bad. Yeah. I was like, I'm glad I watched it when it happened because it was up there.
It transcended like pop culture stuff too, where things were being reported in a way that people thought. That like something had happened to a like real life person.
LA Times was talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting into kind of quasi spoiler territory. So let's back that off a little bit. But I will say, it was definitely like the way it was described to me the episode how that all like went down. I was like, God damn it, I gotta watch this fucking
it's
show.
It's so fucking good.
You know, I kind of feel like I've watched it already. No. But also, I'll tell you the other show, Tim, that I walk
years,
in on.
3 years.
Tim's reaction.
The other show I walk in on that I feel like I watched already is this fucking Real World versus Road Rules versus Real Housewives in Thailand. Are you watching this?
Sorry.
Where all the housewives get together.
Girls Trip.
Ultimate Girls Trip. Are you watching this?
Woo! Dude, bro, I saw the cast of this one. I was like, wow, this is going to be a dud. Three episodes in, I'm like, oh, we are partying.
All I know,
baby,
is like, Danielle was watching it yesterday as I was doing some stuff at home, and I get out, and there's some lady sitting at the breakfast table talking about how important it is for everyone to meet her out for breakfast and like giving a speech to people that weren't there. I was like, this show's got an energy.
Nick's a housewife. He just doesn't know.
I used to watch The Housewives with
you. I know, but you
New York and in LA. I definitely could be one. God,
I wish. That's the world I want.
All right, so anyway, we had the Creator Clash watch along here.
And Creator Clash was incredible because it's kind of like everything I would want to see from this type of stuff, where they took it more like a wrestling event in terms of the entrances and the pomp and circumstance and the fun of it all. And like everyone kind of being in on the joke and like,
is there ever a pomp without circumstance?
No. I think a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of WWE pay-per-views that they try and it's just like, oh, you were trying something here, mm-hmm, but you missed it. You missed the circumstance.
There's a circumstance without
too much pomp.
I'm sorry?
It's a circumstance without pomps, though. But you can't have a pomp without a circumstance.
That's true. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
We're getting somewhere with that. but it's all the fun of it, but it's real shit. And that's the thing is, I've talked about this a lot. I don't like watching fights, like real fights, because then when the goal is actually hurting somebody, I'm just not into that stuff. That's why I like wrestling. It's like, you're not supposed to hurt the people. Like, it's all like, it's very physical and all that stuff.
It's more
but
for
like,
the entertainment value.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
It. Just
exactly.
Athleticism. Yeah.
Whereas with boxing, it's like you're trying to fucking knock somebody out.
The fuck out. Yeah.
And that's really scary. And these people really put it all on the line, man. Like, they trained, they did not pull punches. Like, they were going for it. And it was incredible to see. But yeah, all of it together, I just thought was such a fun thing. Hang out with everybody, I thought was really cool. And what made it extra special is all of us here knew some of the competitors, but not all. And it was always like different groups that knew different people. And like, it was just kind of fun getting introduced to a bunch of creators. Like, one of them is like a professional chess player and she streams chess. It's like, now she's fighting people. It's like really awesome.
I mean, look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I got a tremendous amount of respect for everyone that did that. That is a scary ass thing to do. And at first, I'm sure people get into it going, hey, this is for a good thing. It's for a charity. And it's, whatever, we're going to get in there. We're going to throw up hands a little bit here and there. But I'm sure every single person that got close to that fight, that started training, felt that thing. That thing you feel when you're about to get into a fight. And that is a very real thing that keeps you up at night. And I would love to interview Alana about that process, because I'm willing to bet that she was like, it's just a fascinating thing that happens to your psyche when you're going into something like that. And I've only ever felt it a little bit here and there with like jiu-jitsu tournaments. But you feel, you like, when you look at someone across like a mat or across, you know, a ring.
You're trying to hurt me.
And you're like, like you see in their eyes, I've never been able to do this, but like, oh, she's got a blog post about it. That's awesome. I'm sorry, I misread that. Awesome, my biggest fight was, damn, we'll read that in a second. But when you look across the ring and you see someone that's got fucking hate in their heart for you, that's a real ass feeling. I don't give a shit if you've got like gloves on you or not. That's the shit where you're like, all right, we got to get into this. And it's very fascinating. Everyone that did this probably learned a lot about themselves in the process and are probably better for it. But what was that? Barrett, can you bring that back up one more time? For people, I didn't get a chance to actually read that. I was too busy listening to my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Huge shocker. Also, my biggest fight here was always with asthma. It was hard through training and very hard during the fight. I know it hit me hard a few rounds through, but I'm just unbelievably proud that I didn't quit. Wanted to share that for my fellow chronic illness buds. You can do it, man. Kudos.
So I want to fucking crush it, Nick. Like the Tim Gettys right highlights, now. And then I want to bounce over to Joey and Andy is the entrances, obviously. I was so excited for them. We had Alana come out, Nick.
Yeah.
Dressed like a fucking Spartan from God of War.
Sick.
She had Jessica Negri behind her.
Nice.
As characters from God of War and other people as well, and had VO from Christopher Judge, the voice of Kratos,
cool,
saying girl instead of boy.
Yeah, okay.
Custom so for her.
Cool.
Coming out, fucking crushed it. She looked awesome, sounded awesome. Everything about that was great. We had my boy Leonhart, who opens Pokemon cards, and I watch him every week. He came out to the Pokemon theme song with the original singer singing the Pokemon theme song from the 90s.
Incredible.
And I was like, this is my dream.
The dude had his name on his shirt, just so you knew. And it was
him. I'm the guy that sang the original
pretty
song
much.
The 90s.
Yeah. But that shit was just so fucking good. But Andy, what were some of your highlights there?
I Harley's was probably my favorite entrance. Harley, okay, like, complete wrestling character. The one who was by far the most wrestling character of all of them. Everybody else getting pre-fight interviewed, kind of just like, yeah, I'm excited. You know, we trained for 9 months, blah, 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 you know, but with Harley, just complete in character, quotes Metal Gear Solid and says, "Do you think love can bloom on a battlefield?" And then instead of coming down through the tunnel like all the other fighters, complete WWE entrance, entering in through the stands. There, everybody's like, "Where's Harley? Where's Harley at?" Spotlight hits just somewhere in the stands, and it's him dressed as Solid Snake with like a body armor flak jacket on, the bandana, cigarette in his mouth. He's just the best, dude. It's just like the most entertaining of all of them.
I tweeted out, "My guy Harley Place just said, 'Do you think love can bloom on the battlefield?' before heading out to a boxing match against a former WWE superstar." Fuck yes. He quote tweets it, "What a strange experience. I got to pretend I was a boxer, pretend I was a wrestler, and pretend I was Solid Snake."
Incredible. Incredible.
That was definitely my favorite one. Aaron Hansen, Ego Raptor from Game Grumps was great.
That's both the second time doing it, right?
Second time.
Yes, yeah. Harley and Aaron both did it.
So Aaron, his sort of side company that he's involved with, Real Good Touring, kind of helps throw these shows. Real Good Touring is kind of like different content creators. He was dressed up straight up like Sailor Moon kind of, right, Joe?
Yeah. Sure. A Sailor Scout outfit designed by the one and only Babs Tarr.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Babs Tarr, who did our awesome Kind of Funny Life 3 poster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun cartoon one with the pink.
Oh, that's right. So great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a little Sailor bow, and he just looked very magical, a little magical girl out there.
Perfect. We have to mention Marisha Ray coming out with like the entire Critical Role cast all in these like hooded robes, and Travis like presented her a giant sword and she got up there. It was really cool.
Travis Willingham, all 8 feet tall of him.
Yeah.
Just massive dude.
Just a big dude.
He's such a big fucking dude,
so
man.
So big and so nice.
And then shout out to Alex Wasabi coming out to Jesse McCartney's Beautiful Soul.
I didn't know that.
The main event.
So funny.
It was fucking rad.
This sounds incredible. So here's the question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to be a part of the next one?
Pretty simple.
I mean, we,
Nick Scarpino.
I mean, we collectively, no one specifically individually.
Okay.
Not looking at anyone specifically.
You want like a big tag team match or what?
Can Andy do it? Alex Wasabi tweets out 8 hours ago, "Let's go. If you're an influencer with a charity close to your heart, want to get in the best shape of your life, and are willing to put in that work to shine a light on them, this is the move. Hands down, the best experience of my life. You won't regret it." This is a quote tweet of Anissa, who runs this stuff alongside IDubbbz, saying, "We will be recruiting creators in a few months for Creator Clash 3. Just putting it out there.
Now, here's the thing, Tim. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get you to do this?
Me? Not a fucking
thing. Why not? Why not?
Hell no.
Bro, like, you are tall. You got good reach.
Great. We can get you to go up against the big guys.
Cool. No, because we'll get you. Because there's weight classes, right? They have weight classes.
They do, but they play fast and loose.
Yeah.
How much? Let's see. You're what? 6'1"?
Oh. Just 6.
You're 6 flat. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. But whatever. 6. Sure. Yeah, okay. Sure. We could probably get you down to like 175.
Not a fucking chance in hell.
Yeah, we could get you 175. Just shred.
I might be able to break that 200. Might be.
What are you at right now?
207.
We could get, dude, you start boxing, we clean it. No, seriously.
Tim boxing is, out of everybody, is the most funny to me.
If we got you in a training regimen where we get you 5 days out of the week, we go to a boxing gym. I'll go with you. I'll quit comedy for this.
Okay.
At least one night out of the week. We get you boxing. We get you training. We clean up your diet. I bet you'd shed pounds. We could get you down to 170.
How cool would it be for me to
when you first started IGN?
Just so I could die. You know what I mean?
You're not going to die that.
I'd be down to die that way, though. Like if that's a good way to go.
Fall out of the ring like Harley did.
Yeah. He pops up. I'll never get that image out of my mind.
His face when he popped up.
He got punched so hard, he fell and like rolled out. Like it was like wrestling style, but it was boxing.
But it was a real life.
He pops up and he has this, it's Harley. So imagine how it looks. Hair flying everywhere. And he has this look like, what the fuck
this
just happened?
He's like, what the fuck? Harley.
God bless him. But I think we get you into the 175, 180 category,
which means you would not be going up against Harley. I feel like I am one of the least likely at Kind of Funny to do this.
That's
I'm
why
not
it's
saying
good.
There's that many people that are most likely, but I'm on the low end of like, I wouldn't be good at this. It'd be very hard. I'm not coordinated physically. I'm not coordinated in any way.
I think you could throw a punch, though. I think Coogee. You think your brother could fuck someone up?
Wow, there Ooh. It is. Hoover says he's hella good at DDR. DDR.
I'm good at DDR, everybody.
I feel like our two best
good
choices.
Good feet work. You need that for boxing.
Are either you or Snowbike Mike.
Oh, it's interesting. So funny. That's not who I would have picked.
Yeah.
Who would you pick?
I would have picked Greg, because Greg has that weird just like bear strength that pops out every once in a while.
He's got the animal. But here's the thing about Greg. Can we talk about
it? Or I would have picked Blessing. I think Bless could fuck some people up if you...
Blessing would be fun. Okay, so here's the thing. Blessing could be would be really fun, too, because he would be like a featherweight.
Yeah.
And he would go in, and it would be a really fun fight. We'd have to work on speed for him and, like, coordination, but we could
absolutely do that. But I think he's... Plus, he has the dancing background, so I feel like the movement and stuff, he could be good at.
And Tim, yeah, you also have the dancing background.
You have the DDR background.
Yeah, DDR, but also you guys did the whole boy band coordinated dancing.
And who was the least coordinated? You know what I mean?
Greg.
Greg Miller.
Well, Greg. Greg got cut from the boy band group.
Greg, Greg cried and said, I don't want to do this anymore. He said, you don't have to do it. He goes, thank God. He just drove home. But my point, Greg obviously would be an incredible choice. I think he would, I would love to see Greg like commit to this, take it seriously, train, but I just don't think he's got the bandwidth outside of Kind of Funny, with the whole kid thing going on. Mm-hmm. He tells me stories about it. I'm like, it sounds like a lot.
A lot of these boxers sounds like a lot have of things kids. Gotta... All right. Chill out.
Does Harley have
a lot of people
kid?
Have kids in the world.
Do I have a kid?
A lot of boxers have kids.
A lot of boxers in general?
Do any of the Creator Clash people have kids, though?
Leonhard.
I don't even think Dad has a kid.
Leonhard posted a photo of his
kid. Oh, Leonhard does have a kid.
You know what, Andy? You're making Thank the right
you.
Call here.
Thank you.
I'm just making excuses for Greg, but let's get his ass in the ring. Of course, Greg couldn't be here today. He was too busy actually training with like 15 snakes. They came out. We just hide snakes around everywhere, and he has to fight them, just like Alex
just
Baldwin.
Just keep you fresh,
rocks.
Just to kind of keep you ready.
Keep on.
Look, Mike climbs the equivalent of 7 fucking skyscrapers every morning.
Mike legit has athletic ability, and I would not have agreed with this had it not been for the basketball game. Because there was one or two moments where Mike really turned it on, and I was like, oh, you're good at this. If you wanted to play basketball, like, well, you could absolutely fire that up, get into shape, and probably give, you know, Andy and Cool Greg a run for their money. I was like the Rock weighing their waist down, of course, on that one. But
we sat here in this very room, facing this way, for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, and we've had many versions of this conversation already of like who versus who could you actually beat, all this stuff. The one person that not for a second even crossed my mind is Cool Greg.
Oh, I mean, Cool Greg will fuck people.
And I want fucking Cool Greg in Creator Clash going out and fucking someone up. I think Cool Greg would fuck motherfuckers up.
I 100% agree.
Fight? Who does he fight?
Oh, my God.
Cool Greg's probably the only person who's actually thrown a punch here.
That is
we would
true.
Have to make Cool Greg fight somebody that he kind of likes. So you would have the conflict.
Cool G, who's like a rapper or a creator in our space?
Cool Greg versus Hassan Piker.
Oh,
Jesus,
that would be incredible.
Christ.
Shit, we would need to
Cool Greg could put on the weight. He could do it. He could dedicate
Let's think about
himself.
Cool G. What are you, 6'2"? What are you weighing in at, if you don't mind me asking? You don't have to answer that question. You're about 2? We get you 185, 180. Easy. You're fucking
No, he needs to put on weight
people.
For Hassan Piker.
Yeah.
No, I don't want him putting on weight. I want him cutting. I want him going into that ring at like with the weigh-in. I want like 170, and then he drinks like one little glass of water. He's back at like 195, and I want him just bombing, just dropping bombs on whoever.
You want him to fight another like 180 person, but they're like 5'7", 5'8"? It's like
that's what I want.
Just
that's
reach,
what that's
discrepancy.
What I mean. That's how fighters win fights, right? They like they pick those. They go, what is the advantage that I can get? And obviously, you coming in bigger with a longer. Like, Cool Greg's got reach. I've guarded that man in a 2v2 basketball game before. Motherfucker has reach, okay? How big is Hassan, do you think?
Hassan is about 6'5".
He's 6'5"?
He's tall.
And no he's way. Too big.
Oh, yeah. He's massive.
That tall guy confidence that you guys
have. Yeah, Hassan
have.
Piker is
I was
massive.
Gonna say he's 6'4",
when I saw him at the movie theater, when I got flown out to go watch Dune, it was just like a sea of a bunch of content creators surrounding him, and he was just towering over everybody.
Yeah, see, I don't want Cool G to have to put that weight on, because he'd have to put on probably 20 pounds. If that guy's 6'6", he's probably 230, 240.
Everyone's saying that
Hassan's
6'3".
Yeah, we need it. I want a fair fight. I also want someone that Cool G's going to fucking win.
Yeah, we got it. We got to sandbag this a little bit. We got to stack the deck in his favor. Who do we get? Who's a big Twitch streamer?
Jason says CM Punk.
Cool Greg or CM Punk?
CM Punk's pretty tough. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you say Logic?
Yes.
Give me Logic.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Holy shit, dude.
Cool
Holy
Greg versus shit. Logic.
That's okay, perfect. Put that on the bracket. That's fight number one.
Holy crap.
That's fight number one. Cool G versus Logic.
I love
Logic.
It.
Let's work our way down the brackets here. Mm-hmm. And then I want to do the internal fights, of course, because that's what people really give a fuck about.
Oh, like,
who is Tim Geddes
funny?
Fucking up and kind of funny?
The only fight I would take here is Barrett Courtney. And it's because he's the only person here that I think I could beat. You know, and hey, I'm not saying that with pride.
You don't think you could beat Raj or Bless?
Oh, you know what? Maybe Raj.
Because Raj and Blessing both admitted.
They're staring me down right now.
Blessing and Raj
kick
both.
Your ass, Geddes.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Blessing and Raj both admitted to themselves that it would be a battle to see who cries first.
Between the two of them.
Between Blessing
Roger and Bless.
Wasn't
I don't think Roger's even showing up that day. If I'm being honest, I think Roger's just like.
Roger does have the body of like a. I'm not trying to say like a physical thing. I just mean like, I feel like he's breaking down faster than all of us. Like internally, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, like I feel.
Oh, you mean mentally? Like he's not, he doesn't
well,
have the
just,
mental capacity?
Just everything. I feel like Roger is a young child stuck in the body of like a 40-year-old man.
The thing about Roger is I feel like there's something about the way his mind works that I feel like he has a lot of what we think Kevin has. Which is this ability to just fucking connect things.
Snap.
And also, oh. I think Roger can snap too. Yeah. But like, I do feel like Roger, it'd be kind of like Sherlock Holmes, like Robert Downey Jr., where like things would stop for a minute.
Yeah.
And he'd like kind of see
he's
things differently.
In slow
and he's
motion.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like Roger has this secret ability that we just haven't seen unlocked.
I also have like this deep seated just anger just always just brewing inside me. So I feel like I got that going for me too.
Yeah.
Barrett slapped me one time
accidentally.
He walked up to me because I was like giving shit about him not letting me do the Destiny raid with them. And he went to like pretend slap me and he just slapped the fuck out of me.
It was a hard slap.
And he meant to like miss me and it was a hard slap. And the rest of the time I was just like, I'd be walking and be like, I'm so dizzy.
There was one point where, like, we were like, I think later that day, we were like walking down the street and they're like, we were walking past a police officer and we were giving each other shit. He was about to be like, hey, this man slapped me.
This man slapped me earlier, officer.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was a hard slap.
Man, I want to keep talking about this. We're going to keep doing the brackets, ladies and gentlemen. But first, here's a word from our sponsors.
Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. We all love gobbling up content and we have an understanding of what subscriptions we use. Or do we? Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200. That's right. You out there. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. Rocket Money has saved some of us here at Kinda Funny a ton of money and it can help you too. Stop throwing away your money. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. rocketmoney.com/kindafunny.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Okay, we're back. Wait, do we roll this?
What?
I can't remember if we roll the ads.
No, it's live on Patreon.
Cool. There you go. Live on Patreon,
Love
everybody. I forget sometimes.
Who are you fighting,
every
Nick?
Week.
Here's what I'm going to say. And no, we're not getting to me yet.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We're not getting to me yet. Because obviously it's me and Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, at Kinda Funny.
Yeah. I want to know who gets to fight Kevin. That's what I want to know. What's that?
Oh, Salt Poppy.
I don't know Salt Poppy.
Oh my God, versus Kevin. So Salt Poppy is a TikTok dude that he would put out videos and he would always pretend like he was running in the video, but he'd be running in place. And it was just like, he just does this weird type of content.
Salt Poppy.
But then suddenly he's posting videos where he is cutting weight like crazy and he's training and training and training. And he had a couple of these sort of celebrity type boxing things where he is just like destroying these dudes because he looks like a boxer. He's in the ring and he has like, when we were watching Myth, who was another content creator of a famous streamer, we watched Myth box and it's like, fuck, he just looks like a boxer. Like if you just had the camera focus on him, it would look like a real boxing match because he just has the sort of movement and look to it. And that's kind of what happened, the Salt Poppy thing. And Cool Greg saying that Salt Poppy should fight Kevin, I think, is a phenomenal matchup. See,
that's the thing, is like, real talk, if we were going to get someone in this creator clash, Kevin would be a great choice. Because Kevin would be so chaotic. Remember, let's stop for a second. Let me just bring up the interview he had with Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Okay. That could be times 20 if we got him into this training.
That was some of the best kinds we ever saw.
I'm telling Kevin you right now.
And Guillermo del Toro.
Boxing?
What if we just did that again? Kevin versus Guillermo del Toro.
Creator Clash 3 in the boxing ring.
Can you imagine?
I'll say this right now. I would love to watch Kevin get humbled. I would love to watch Kevin get his ass whooped. Like, because anytime any of these fights are brought up, Kevin is like the cockiest of all of us.
Oh yeah.
Kevin is
the cockiest, right? He's like, oh, I would take down Greg so fucking fast. Like, Kevin, I would love to watch Kevin get his ass whooped.
Everyone here and everyone that was in Creator Club.
Combined.
Like, at once.
It's the ball.
Kevin did say to me this morning, we were talking about it, and he was like, Nick, I've done a lot of karate.
That's right.
He went like, he did this. He did the standard, like, straight up old school karate, like a competition pose.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he started hopping back and forth. Like he was in Street Fighter. There is a lot of hopping in competitive karate because you hop in and like try to punch, but it's more point based. It's not actually. It's a different sport. There's some legitimacy to it, but it's a different sport. But Kevin started hopping back and forth. He's like, I've done a lot of karate, man. I was like, fuck, I love that.
When
energy.
We were sitting on the couches, he brought this up to Paul, and Paul was like, I would never let you do this. You got hurt the other day walking.
But that's why I think.
And Melissa Hagler in the chat says he would fall getting into the ring. Let's be real. That's so true. You know,
man, there was that 2-year stint where every weekend Kevin fell down in his backyard for that.
That was a rough time.
That was great. That was great content.
The thing with Kevin, though,
this is perfect. We
interrupted an interview to show everybody Kevin falling. We're reviewing some fucking movie. We're like, hold on. We have to interrupt this broadcast with breaking news. Kevin just fell fucking hard right here.
God, that was so funny. The thing about Kev is that I see where you guys are coming from. I do see him. Like, I do believe that he thinks that at any moment he could fight any of us and win. I don't know if that's necessarily true. He'd beat my ass. But again, that's nothing that I'm trying to fight for. But I do think that if Kevin put his mind to it and trained, like, I've seen that man do things when he puts his mind to it that scare me.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know if he, at his age now, still has the stuff to be able to do something physical like this, but like how good he looked and his haircut at his wedding, I will never forget in my life. I did not know it was possible for him to look that good. And he fucking did it. And he looked utterly fantastic. And I've seen him get back to that multiple times.
You mean
if he put that energy of replace the hair with some muscles, he's fucking people up.
I think Kevin has two things going for him, right? He has a tremendous amount of determination, and he has a tremendous amount of, like, he's never, like, he's just very, like, positive on what he can accomplish. I'll say it that way. And he's never been proven otherwise. So he's going into this with what you honestly have need to go into a fight, which is just the 1,000% belief that you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing's going to disprove that until you step in the ring, and then we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why I think we should push him for that. Andy, did you have your hand raised?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up that he would have to train, obviously, very intensively hard, Joe, because we saw these people in the ring fight. And these people
How long are the matches?
Trained for 9 months. They were
five
like
five rounds,
3 minutes each.
Five rounds?
No way. I feel like it was like 90 seconds.
Yeah, it was five rounds, and I think it was 90 seconds. And then for the last one, like the more main event ones that were
longer?
3 minute rounds.
Oh,
but there was
okay.
only four.
But there was four rounds, yeah.
Here's the thing. Like obviously these people trained trained a very long time. And these people who had been training, we saw how gassed they got. Because
pretty much
they underestimated how much effort this would be and how long this would take. And going into the second round, we saw a lot of people just being like, fuck, I am exhausted right now. And I think that would be Kevin's biggest obstacle of trying not to go hard, too hard in the first round.
Kevin's not good at the self-restraint of his power.
Kevin's Clubber Lang. Kevin's like, I'm not getting out of the second round, win or lose. It doesn't matter. Kevin's going 130%.
If he dies,
haymakers. Haymakers right after just wow. And I think the thing about Kevin is if he catches someone, he's going to put him down.
Dad did that. Nathan Barnett.
Yeah.
He ran out. He literally ran out. Like
he had no entrance.
His like yeah, there was no entrance.
He sprinted from the tunnel to the ring.
The curtains open. He sprinted.
He was exhausted.
Arms going crazy. It was like insane energy. Gets in there, just pop, pop, pop. Like it was so fucking scary, and like it was impactful. But then immediately round two,
death,
dead.
Yeah,
and like that guy,
he gassed out.
Shape.
But I mean, literally, like that was that was the whole plot of Rocky III.
Yeah,
they were like just get him into the fourth round, and he's gonna be gassed. That legit happens. That is a thing. So, but how do we keep Kevin from doing that? We have to be like, Kevin, just reserve your energy for a couple rounds, and then
I don't know that Kevin knows what that means.
You're right. I mean, it sounded weird coming.
Don't
out of
go mind. All out. He's like, what?
I don't know that Kevin has ever not gone all out on anything.
I want this to happen so badly. I want to help train Kevin for this. I feel like I'd be a better human being after I went. I saw Kevin go through this. Do you think you'd do it?
I think Kev would do it for sure.
I think you would. I think we should try to get him to do it.
No, I don't think we should try to get him to do it. I think there's too many political things at play that would cause right. problems. Political? Did I say political? I meant political. But, you know.
Oh, you mean political?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I do not want Paula knocking on my door.
Well,
like, what the fuck, Nick?
I think the biggest problem with any of us
she knows I'm
an enabler
for Kevin.
Would be the time commitment.
Yeah.
And that, like, too. Yeah.
It's after work.
But
this would take.
You might be able to swing that to like gain some favor with Paula. Like, hey, we're gonna take Kevin out of the house for like 2 hours
out
a
of
night,
the game, dude.
For like 5 days a week. How do you feel about an extra like 10 hours to yourself? And
she might be like, sold. Yeah. I don't know, because you do have to. You'd have to train at least 2 hours a day for like 5 days a week.
Alana was saying that she was like training in between calls on her lunch break, and she's like, thanks to all like my coworkers who didn't care that I was like a sweaty mess running into a meeting.
That's what you got to do.
Crazy.
I mean, real fighters train like two, three times a day. Like they'll do early morning training and then like, sparring, early morning training. And then, they did the whole fucking thing. It's wild, man. I mean, but of course it's their full-time job. I mean, I think we could probably be without Mike for like 9 months though. Probably make that work.
What was that?
I said we could probably do without Mike for like 3 or 4 months though. If we wanted to get him in this.
I feel like Mike would do it. I feel like Mike would do anything though. Like literally, we can get Mike to sign up for like,
Herbalife.
I don't have anything funny in my mind right now, but like, it doesn't matter. He would do it.
Yeah, wrestle.
Mike's gonna get there
and
sell some sort of pyramid scheme. It's gonna be great for us.
What about Joey?
I don't want to fight anyone. I don't want to fight anyone.
I'll teach you how to knock someone the fuck
I'll
out.
I'll just laugh the whole time. Truly, is what'll happen.
There was a lot of there was a lot of that. There was a lot of laughing.
Because there's no way. I don't have like any. I don't have like major beef with anyone that I'd be like, fucking meet me in the ring.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone here, correct me if I'm wrong. Not a single one of these matches people had beef.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone was very supportive of each other. And like, even the people that were a little more shit-talky, it was wrestling style.
They're,
right?
They're playing up a bit. They're trying to make a name for themselves, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, this Saw Poppy kid has a lot of pictures on his Instagram with him boxing.
Dude.
I think this kid looks dangerous.
He's legit, Nick. Yeah. No, he's legit. And I thought they had actually approved of an upcoming fight. Maybe I got tricked on the internet because I haven't really followed up on this at all, but I could have sworn, Nick, can you Google tag team boxing Salt Poppy Mayweather?
What the fuck?
Not a series of words I expected.
Because I could have sworn that they had approved this similar to chess boxing.
Pablo's saying it was fake.
It was fake. Oh, okay. Cool Greg is saying that they're doing like a team thing.
His own squad people.
Oh, okay.
Because no one's coming in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Damn,
gotcha.
Dude. What about
this is like some fake thing that I got duped by, but I thought like, Oh, that's kind of a cool concept, but like tag team boxing to kind of play up the Break chest up. Boxing yeah. sort of angle, which is just being weird.
Because infamously, chess has tag teams.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
that's the best way to play it. That's the Russian way.
Of course.
Felipe Torres in the chat says Tim should do chess boxing, which
means... Can you guys explain the chess boxing a little bit?
I don't think anyone can explain it.
It was a thing thrown by Ludwig, famous YouTuber, a former Twitch streamer guy. And he had a bunch of, I guess, people that play chess and had them like, you did a round of that and then you did a round of boxing. See, I thought it was going to be, there's going to be some people playing chess and some people boxing. And it was like, no, these people are doing both.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was like that sort of thing. And we saw
Andrea
Botez,
yeah.
compete at the chess boxing thing. And then she competed this past weekend at the Creator Clash. And one of the more impressive fighters
dang,
looks like she knew what she was doing. And one of the, her and I put her up there with Myth as like the two people that probably looked the most impressive. But she happened to be going against an even more impressive boxer in Michelle, what's her last name?
Carre.
Michelle Carre. And I was telling Nick about who Michelle Carre is. And yeah, Tim told us about how she was like former BuzzFeed. But now she has a YouTube channel in which she does like...
Challenge Accepted.
It's called Challenge Accepted. I'm going to do what it takes to... I'm going to do the same training regimen that the Marines do or that fucking SEAL Team 6. I don't know. Just kind of wild shit like that.
Training with like Marvel stunt people.
I love that.
Her stuff is really cool.
And the commentators had the same sort of thought that I had of like, man, she could probably beat anybody here except for the one person they had her go against. Because that person was just that much more like... Mm-hmm. Dedicated match, or not dedicated, but just like skilled, I guess.
More experienced, probably.
And she looked like she belonged there. This Michelle girl looked like she fucking belonged in the ring.
That's the thing, man. If
really impressive.
If you get someone that's been boxing for like a few years, you're not going to be able to catch that person up. I mean, your athleticism potentially could do that, but like boxing is it's fucking hard.
I don't know if she's ever I don't know.
This was her challenge. Like this was her.
Oh, this was the thing where she was like, "I've never boxed before.
I'm going to box."
Wow, that's
There's a video I need to send you, Nick. It is a real life Rocky montage. Like her, she has a whole like, I don't even want to call it a vlog. It's just a fucking experience.
Videos of her on the treadmill with like the face mask thing, like relegating her, like finding out her breath readings and her athleticism and shit. Like
Rocky
she goes through all of like the fucking shit you see in Gatorade commercials. Like,
yeah,
it is really impressive.
That's cool.
Yeah, and like. It was obvious that those two people, of all the other matches, you could notice how gassed people were after a round or two.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs was like still energetic into the final fifth round.
That's very
impressive. It was insanely impressive.
Because even in UFC fights, you'll see people, they'll do three rounds by the round three. Or if it's like a championship fight and it's five rounds by like the third round, it's like we're throwing nothing at each other. And
yeah.
These are professionals. They train hard.
I wish we would have seen Myth and Brett go longer.
Yeah.
Because I think that I just wanted to see Myth box marks. We only got one round out of him.
What was the fight of the night?
Was it?
I'd say the first one was really impressive. Like those two kids that like kind of went the distance and like got bloodied up and stuff.
I didn't watch like the first three. I didn't think I was going to care about it other than people we knew. And then I cared about a lot of it.
You went in on it, huh?
Yeah, I'd say maybe like Ethan's was really good. Ethan, who's Crank Gameplays. He played that Pokemon guy that Tim was talking about. Mm-hmm. Who Tim was like, I can't believe that I watch this guy open up Pokemon cards on YouTube all the time, and now he's here boxing and he's shredded.
Wait, is Tim? How do we get Tim to do this?
There's no way.
Come on, dude, we have to figure this out.
There's absolutely no way.
We have to get someone who will fight him to call him out and do it, but like in a fun way, and then we have to be able to get like. Like, here's what I'm thinking.
Tim's just not competitive enough.
Here's what I'm thinking, brainstorming, though.
You ever see, like, Barrett and Blessing challenge him? He's like, no, I don't want to be challenged. Well,
but this is perfect for him. He needs this.
He needs this.
What if we reach out to Sylvester Stallone, and we're like, put the hat on.
Oh.
You walked him out as Rocky.
Oh, like a
cameo. Oh, wow.
That would
be
incredible. Mm.
That could be incredible. That could be really, really good. Shut up.
I mean, we've talked about the different internal matchups and stuff like that.
Tim,
we
I like
talked
your look
about
right
Tim
now.
Versus Alfredo.
I appreciate that. Tim versus Alfredo, he destroyed
Alfredo. Oh, fuck.
I did beat him in a boxing match when we were 15. But
see? 1-0?
It was my not natural move choices that,
did
that
you
won
just
me
swing
that
your
one.
Arms
I did the kind of like just start screaming and go crazy and throw him off.
Yeah.
But I got the hits in and won.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think here's what I'm saying right
here. Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm not so much confident anymore now that after Barrett said that he could easily whoop Tim's ass. Because I feel like I could challenge Barrett, but I think I could, like, beat Blessing. And
so you v. Barrett would be a good matchup, though, because you guys are, like, height reach-wise would be a good matchup.
Yeah.
Weight class, similar.
Like, Barrett and Tim, it's just, I would never put that matchup together. Yeah. The Nevada State Gaming Commission would not do that, right?
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
I do a lot of push-ups. I do a lot of pull-ups. I'm fucking kidding.
Pull me out there, dude.
I walk a lot, Andy.
Also known as chin-ups.
I feel like the thing for me that is just
a fact.
I've got
strong baseball legs.
I stand at my desk.
Is that, like, technically, like, when it's like, oh, there's a game here and there's strategy and stuff, I'm just not going to win. If it was a fight to the death, I feel like I can do that. Okay. I feel just because of my size, because of just like...
That's how I feel about swimming.
I feel that.
If I have to save my life, I think I'd be okay.
You can swim, but otherwise... Yeah.
But you don't want
to
like fuck so you think fight for
the
death,
you've got the weight and the height on me, Tim.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Sorry, stop.
What?
Do you think that you're stuck in a storm, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a hurricane, you're out in the sea, and you got to swim like 30 miles to the coast. You don't... When's the last time you swam, for context?
Do you know how to swim?
I'm not really.
Oh, okay. I forgot that you don't know how to swim.
No, I'm not talking like anything like that, Nick. I'm just talking like
you fall into a puddle of water. You gotta get
it. If
I thought Andy was like, I thought Andy was flexing on me. Like, I'm so athletic that I could just swim all of a sudden.
No, really,
like Michael Phelps.
Should we teach you how to swim, Andy? You do live in an area surrounded by water. Where there was a point in high school,
too cold.
This stopped happening so when I was in high school, but there was a requirement to graduate that you had to pass a swim class because it was like part of a program to be like, in case the city drowns one day.
Or you needed somebody that would give you a stamp anyways.
Yeah.
What did you get, Tim?
Tim got that stamp.
No, honestly, I did the swim thing. I'm not good at swimming. I can swim as well as I can fight, which is like, you know, I'm with Andy. It's a good call.
Yeah, again, it's like one of those things that like I've been in pools before and I can like kind of
splash with you in water. Me and you have been in the deep end together.
Yeah, like I could kind of make my way through, but it's not an activity I enjoy doing. Like Mike said, he's a strong swimmer, and Kevin said, "No, you're not." And he goes, "I use one arm because I have to use my other arm to like." And it's like, well, Mike, you're going in a circle. You're going in a circle.
Wait,
then.
He's got to use his other arm to what?
To pinch his nose.
He swims with Hermit Home by the chat. Just said this too, so I was laughing at Mike swims with one arm like this. It has to pinch his nose
just
with
the
other one so water doesn't go up.
Just get the little thing that pinches your nose for you, dude. He loves to spend money on anything. You just...
Well, just don't fucking breathe underwater.
You guys have to understand, Mike is a complex human being. He's a complex companion cube. Yes.
Or is he just like a simple human being?
Both.
Yeah.
That's what makes less complex.
Bless.
So anyway, yeah, that's how I feel about swimming and fighting. Like, I feel like if I did have to fight, I've been in the weight room before. Mm-hmm. My conditioning real bad. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But get me in there. What you were mentioning with Tim and how like we talked about Kevin working out as well. I'm super similar with like, if I eat salads and run like one day a week, suddenly I start noticing a weight loss change and a conditioning change. And I wake up and suddenly my stomach isn't fucking sticking out. I'm like, oh my God. It's coming back,
there.
And then I just order pizza.
Yeah,
and
you gotta get it back.
Stasis. What if we put you against Ray?
Oh, that'd be a good fight, Andy.
Look at that.
No.
He's thinking about it.
Wait, that's the best matchup we've had today.
This is real good.
I love
this
because you guys are both in similar, like, statuses of in terms of athletic, like, whatever. I don't even know what the right way
is. I mean, he's taller and thinner than me.
But you, I feel like that's... I feel like there's pros and cons both ways.
There. Ray's not that much taller.
The Mexicutioner.
Wow. Yeah. The nitro rifle, bro.
I love this. Time, I would have pit Nick against Carboni. But I think that's a different time.
Oh, I'd fight Carboni. Oh,
Carboni's too injured now.
I know.
That's why he's in a different time. Yeah, but I would fight Carboni.
Carboni's
not nearly my weight class, though. Carboni's probably like 165, 170. I'd have to cut a lot of weight. He wouldn't be able to come up to me.
What?
Oh, I just got really excited. I haven't thought.
Josh will fuck me up. Don't even say Makuga. Don't even say Makuga. He works out every day.
I want to go golfing with Makuga.
You're going to want this one.
Yeah, give it to me.
Fran Mirabella.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Nick versus Fran.
Here's the thing about Fran.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's a lose-lose fight for me. Okay? Because if I win, I beat up Fran. And if I lose, Fran beat my ass. And also, have you fucking seen Fran lately?
Dude,
he looks like a triangle.
He's jacked.
Yeah, man. He's in really good shape. So I think I told this story one time. I used to live like on sort of the northern part of San Francisco. And one day I was walking in Russian Hill with D, and I just saw Fran bike by me. And I'm like, I used to live like way the hell far away from there. And I was like, Fran, what are you doing?
Celebrity
stuff. I was like, are you just going for a bike ride? He goes, nah, man, I go to the Crunch Fitness over here because they got the better machines. I'm like, you go for like a 6 mile bike ride just to get to the Crunch Fitness because they have better machines?
Fran on a bike, like, is it one of those like cyclist bikes and he's like holding the handles like this?
100%.
And he has his little tushy in the air.
Does he have the helmet that's like a fucking like swoop, like switch to be more aerodynamic?
Yeah, like, I feel like Neutron's hair.
I don't remember exactly, but I'll make something up for the sake of a joke. I'm pretty sure that his bike was one of those folding bikes, and I'm pretty sure the helmet looked exactly like his hair.
Yeah, the Pidgeotto sort of like hair swoop back.
Yeah, it's perfectly swoop back.
Aerodynamic.
But Fran works out. Fran's in great shape.
Oh,
that'd be a fun match.
Fran would be fucking awesome.
That'd be a
fun
match.
If he's ever done any, like, because I know he's done like
Wii Sports.
The ultimate training.
Well, he's done CrossFit, which I don't know what that is.
I think he's doing CrossFit now. I think that's what he's doing to get jacked. Yeah. CrossFit's like just
I've seen him with the rope things before.
Yeah, that's CrossFit. That's a CrossFit workout. Or that's what they do. One of the workouts they do in CrossFit, I imagine.
I feel like he could box.
Call him up,
Nick.
I don't know that he's ever boxed. I've known Fran for a while. I've never heard of him throwing punches.
Yeah, I don't think he has, but I think he can.
A lot of these people have never thrown punches, Joe.
Exactly.
Like,
so would Fran, do we sign Fran up for Creator Clash? Or is this just the internal KF Clash?
I mean, fuck, why not both? Would you fight Fran?
Would I fight Fran?
We have the story.
Good question.
Your former boss.
My former boss.
If we
the
made
man
it
I betrayed.
The man you betrayed.
I betrayed
this
his
some, like,
trust.
Godfather shit.
That's a good question. I'll think on that. I might fight Fran. Would you fight Ray?
I'd fight Ray.
I'd fight Fran.
Andy Ray, Nick Fran. Nick Fran. These are excellent matchups.
Sounds like a monthly stream idea. You know?
I was going to say, I'm kind of a monthly stream.
Look,
the problem with it is I won't be able to cut weight to get to Fran's weight right now because I think he's probably like 160. He's not very big. Like, he's muscular, but he doesn't weigh a lot. I'm like 195.
VR,
right,
dude.
Now.
You got the jitsu in you.
Put him up.
Oh, yeah, but that's not going to help me in a boxing match. Mm. Like, movement wise, boxing's very
good. Dude, I've seen you do shit when Nick, every once in a while, will just be like walking, then he'll bump into it, and he goes, do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's so sudden where it's just like he'll be normal Nick, and all of a sudden, there's a quick switch up, and it's like, holy shit. It's like he hit like L2 and switched stances.
Interesting. I've never noticed that about myself. No, here's
the
thing.
But it is stuff like when you guys did like the yoga positions, and we're like,
Nick's got the stuff.
I mean, I move around a little bit here and there.
But we don't ever see that.
Yes, that is true. But most of the time, I just walk in with a coffee, and that's the
full
extent. Hello,
Ray Narvaez. You are live on the Kind of Funny podcast. Do you think you could beat me in a boxing match?
Do I? I don't know, man. You are the headshotting, globe-trotting streamer on Twitch. I don't think so.
Okay, I love you, man. I'll see you next year.
Oh, hey,
that's
hey,
it.
Creator Clash.
Do you think instead of that for Creator Clash 3, we can recreate the scene from Bruno with I forgot his name.
When
we just get the ring and make out. Do you think that'd be funnier?
That'd be great. I'm down.
Okay. Hell yeah.
See,
all right.
See you then. Love you.
We planted the seeds right. That's a hard seed plant.
See, we got this down.
He says,
you say yes, everything's all good. He doesn't train. He thinks he's going to kiss you. No, yeah. you get there, you fucking punch him in
uppercut.
It's just, the joke we kept making is like, Tim just really wanted to see uppercuts. Nick.
Dude, yeah.
So. And then we were like, if I'm, Tim, if I'm there just to make you happy, I'm walking in, I'm just fucking.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, that uppercuts, body shocks, hooks, things like anything that's not just a straightforward jab or a cross. Those are tools that people don't normally like even think to use.
They started popping in towards the end of the night.
That's shit you have to train.
And it was good.
This is what I'll say, like, about the idea of fighting, right? Is I have sparred with people in very, very light settings when it comes to like Muay Thai, like kickboxing. Mm-hmm. And you go, I think I could do okay. And then you spar with someone who just knows a little bit about what they're doing. And the feeling of being overwhelmed comes on so fucking fast when
it's like Smash
strikes.
Brothers. Dude, we all thought we were the best until we played Jimmy Down the Street.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
What the fuck are you doing?
But, like, it's one of those things, and this is something that you have to be, like, aware. This is something I'm aware of, right? Because I still, to this day, I train
jiu-jitsu. Wave dashing, what's that?
And you go, even in wrestling, like, if when you do jiu-jitsu competitions, there's no striking, right? So you go, it's like, whatever. You can do certain specific, you can be put in specific places, be like, I'm not in any danger of someone smashing my face in right now. But the second someone starts throwing punches at you, it is a whole different world. And man, you learn a lot about yourself in those settings. You really
you like you have to like
you freeze
with the fight and flight in you.
Well, no, you mean you're there. You're like I'm not. There's no flight. Mm-hmm. But the first thing you do is you go, okay, I guess I'll put my hands up. And then if that person knows what they're doing, they're like, cool. And they throw a cross and just fucking knock your ear in. And you're like, I don't know what's going on. And then you get very overwhelmed. And especially if it's like an MMA thing, like I have a couple guys in my gym that like are like legit. And they'll start throwing at you. And then the next thing you'll know, you're like, I'm on the ground. I don't even know how I got here. Like, you just, because you cover up and you're like, and then they just go boom. They
how blast out
you and then you're on the ground. You're like, I'm being so physically overwhelmed right now with technique and with athleticism that it's like terrifying. That's all I'll say. I know enough about fighting now to know that I would never get into a legit fight unless I 100% had to. Having said that, I don't think fighting Fran would be legit. So I might be in on this. If Andy fights Ray, I'll pitch the idea to Fran. How about
here's
that?
Here's my thing.
Why don't you just pitch it right now? Just call him. See what he's up to.
Here's my thing.
It's gonna make Fran so uncomfortable.
Give him a call. Fran a call.
Here's my thing. When we think about the people in this company that can fight, and we to go back to Kevin, I think the years of cigarette smoking is really gonna come back to haunt him.
Well, he'd have to quit, which he won't.
He won't. Yeah. He'll be smoking till the second he walks out into the ring.
Kevin was like unrealistically nice to me for like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, that's weird. Kevin's being so nice. I don't know what's going on. And I was like, I mean, that's great. Yeah, I'll just accept it. You know, sometimes people have good days. Sometimes people have bad days. But Kevin's like really nice to me. And I leave for New York. And that morning, I get a text from Kevin. Hey, man, it'd be real cool if you bought me back 2 packs of Newport cigarettes.
Bless him.
I was like, no problem. Then he goes, you're the best, man. You're the best.
And anytime I see him, I'm like, I thought you quit. I always ask him just to disappoint. Okay. Hey, fuck you.
He was like, he's got the quitters.
Favorite
he's got the quitters
me.
Rules. You ever seen those? You ever have those quitters rules?
No.
Oh man, it's Monday. I don't quit on Monday. I don't smoke after 2 o'clock on a Monday or before 3 o'clock on a Friday. It's all those things right there where you like kind of trick yourself out of it. That's how you know you're really in. People saying Stella should. Is Stella gonna do this?
Stella wants to.
Stella should. Great. Stella versus Alana would be good.
Stella is Stella and Paris are very out there.
Is Paris gonna do this?
Paris said, I wanna do this.
Paris, for those of you who've never actually been in a room with the man and seen him in person, is a dauntingly big.
He looks like
big.
He sounds.
He's fucking big.
He's built like a fucking like a character in a Pixar movie that is meant to look muscular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like his torso, his shoulders are big, his arms are big. He looks like it's my first 3D sculpting class and I'm trying to make a muscular guy. Like that's how he looks.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's probably as tall as Greg.
Tall. I don't know. Is he?
I think he's just like 6, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's.
Is he really?
He's like maybe Tim height.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Who does he face though? Because I feel like there's the most obvious answer
from
our side of things.
Gary Whitta,
James Willems.
Yeah. Oh,
Paris versus James.
Ooh, that's. I mean, again, I think James is pretty big too, but I don't think he's in close to the same weight class.
But I think James is more conditioned. It's my word of the day that I learned from Andy.
Oh, James is really fit.
So I think that's the like.
But Paris is fucking a big dude. He's he shook my hand
too.
Meeting him the first time, and his hand did that thing where it wrapped around my hand, and I felt like I was shaking my dad's hand. This is fun.
The Lou says, I'm 4 months cigarette free today. Actually, if I can do it, you can, Kevin.
Kevin's
I'll forward the
here.
Word to Kevin when I see
Kevin's
him.
Kevin's smoking a dart outside right now. Yeah.
I thought you could.
God. I mean, they might be close enough in the same weight class. But see, I think Paris is like 6'2". Because James is like 6. He's like your height, right?
Yeah, I think
So I think Paris is a little
Maybe.
Taller. But that could be a good fight.
It's still kind of like, I'm still always just kind of mind blown whenever I see James Willems shirtless and I see his abs. Because for some reason, Joe, I just think it's something that only MCU heroes can have. And anytime I see him, I'm like, oh, he photoshopped that. I'm like, that's a real. That's
he's photoshopped a lot of pictures.
That's a real way that he looks. Like, it's shocking to me.
I'll never forget, we were at an RTX one time. It was like the first or second one when it was like really, really like big. and we were sitting there. It was the one that where Greg did the Wonder Woman thing.
Oh, right.
Yes. It was terrifying. And I think I saw, I think Blaine was shirtless.
Oh, man.
At that point. And I remember seeing that being like, dude, he looks so good. And I think it was Bruce Green leaned over to me and was like, you know, man, like, because I said in one of those like typical Nick fashion ways where I'm like, oh my God, I hate myself and I hate my body. And Bruce was like, trying to be supportive. He was like, hey, man, like you could look like that. Like, you know, you could absolutely look like that. Like, don't count yourself out. And I just was like, I just looked at it. I was like, no, Bruce. I'm never going to look like that.
I love snacking at night.
I just love.
No possible. Have you heard of this? I keep on getting advertisements.
Ozempic?
For a product called Noom.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's like the gut biome thing, like the.
It's like a no.
Is it an app?
It's like a. It's an app, Joe, and I think it's like.
Oh, I thought it was something you eat.
A psyche, a psychiatry thing of like.
Yeah.
In order to start losing weight, you have to kind of understand why it is that you eat the way you do at certain times, yeah, and like therapy. What habits have been formed and things like that, and you and that and like apparently the knowledge of knowing why. It makes you more aware when you're about to like snack at night, like I always fucking do. And to me, it's like, I don't need this app, Joe. All I need to know is that whenever me and my dad sit down at night to watch TV, we make popcorn.
Yep.
Or we have chips and salsa. We have to snack on something. And then it's like, that's where it stems from.
Yeah.
Anytime I go back home, I feel like if I'm just watching a TV show, I'm like, why am I not crunching on something? I need to be crunching on something right now.
Always be crunching.
For me,
ABC.
One of the things I'm trying desperately to stop doing, but it's just not working, is like I hit 10 o'clock and I get the anxiety for the next day, good or bad. You know, sometimes you get excited about
the
things.
Sunday scaries.
Well, like, you know, it's Sunday night and it's like Monday. What's the week going to be? And I start getting my head about it. I'm like, I want a release from that. And the release is sitting down and watch Superman the Animated Series and eating whatever thing I've got in my fridge. And it happens every single night. And every morning I wake up and I go, don't get on the scale. Why would you? You ate till midnight last night. And you know you did. And I get it on and I just go,
damn it.
But that's why I want that. Yeah, that's, I mean, this sounds like, what is it called? Newman?
I think it's Noom or
Noom.
Yeah,
N-O-O-M.
I believe.
That sounds fun. Noom. All right. We've done a lot here, guys. We're not going to let this drop.
I like it.
Because I do feel like Andy versus Ray, Paris versus James, potentially me versus Fran.
100%.
And then, of course,
call Fran.
Tim versus
Fran.
I love that you're scared.
I'm not
like
fighting
to get real.
Oh no, I don't want. I'm not afraid to fight Fran.
Fran's just not going to answer.
No, he's not going to answer.
He's asleep.
He's asleep, but
Joey's going
to
call.
He'll wake up at 7 p.m. to get ready for his stream at 3 a.m.
Call him.
You calling Fran? Call him.
Call him Fran.
Just calling Fran.
I'll call Elise. And
Fran's
going
to have be like, did you?
Are you threatening her with an Elise call? Is that what that was?
Elise versus a Muppet fight.
Elise versus the
animal.
That'd be incredible. Let's see what happens.
Here we go.
It starts. I don't want to fight Fran.
I want you to fight.
Hey, Fran, it's Joey. You're on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Full warning.
Yeah, full warning that this is going to be broadcast. Question. Do you know what Creator Clash is?
Yeah, of course.
Would you fight Nick in it?
I hate you.
I mean, of course, because it's Creator Clash and it's pretty awesome and it's for good things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that otherwise.
Fran, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Sharpino, man.
Fran, it's Nick. They're trying to get us in the ring together and they're trying to tear us apart. First off. Second off, I still have your scarf. I just want you to know that it's still sitting. No, I don't wear it. I just smell it every once in a while and think about you.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. We started this by trying to get Tim to fight. And Tim fucking strategized his way out of this and somehow put the light on me and you.
He's such a salesman.
He's such a sales guy. Because Tim was like, I don't know. We're trying to get Tim and Alfredo to fight each other for Creative Clash.
That would be brilliant.
And then we're going to get Andy and Ray. And then if it trickles down to us, it's going to have to be me and you. Because these guys, they're going to wuss out.
I mean, including you, all those are other names I think that they would want.
100%.
Me, probably a little less so. But, of course, it would be.
What are you weighing in at right now? What do I got to cut down to?
I mean,
you don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
Creator Clash, I'm hoping to be like at least like 155 or 150 by then, but we'll see.
Okay.
I weigh about 165.
Okay. I'm a solid 195 right now. So I'm going to have to cut.
You're looking good, dude.
You do look fantastic. You do look fantastic. All right, Fran, we're going to keep this in our back pocket for later. But thank you for answering.
If you want to fight anyway,
You want to just get come to the office and scrap with me?
Nick's worst
that took
nightmare.
A turn. That took a turn.
Scarf and let's fight.
Here's my thing about people
clear
fighting
out the
me.
Parking lot, everyone. We're fucking doing this.
Here's the thing about people fighting me is that I feel like out of all the people in this office that someone would have like pent up aggression against, I would be number one.
Oh yeah,
Greg. Greg maybe number two, close number two. Actually, Kevin number two, 100% Kevin.
Wait, me?
No, like, I just mean in my life, I'm the number one person that people would be like, oh, we're going to fight Nick. And then some real shit would come out, like some hate in their heart shit. And I'd be like, okay, this guy's got some unresolved issues against me for sure. So just FYI, just keep. Right. Yeah. Watch your feelings is all I'm saying.
Just to clear the record, though, if it was boxing and maybe I trained for it, which I never have. And there were rules, like, I'd be like, okay, I'd do this. If it was like you throwing me down on the mat, absolutely not.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a smart idea. That's a smart call for you. That would be, but yeah, it's smart to have a mat too, because Kevin sometimes goes, let's wrestle. And I'm like, there's concrete. That's a bad idea. That's just concrete. One of us is getting our heads busted up.
Thank you for thinking of me.
All right, friend, I got to get that scarf back to you. We'll coordinate.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye.
I fucking love that, man. So much.
You see how Tim did it, though?
Unabashed,
it's
yes.
It's so smooth. Smooth.
You would do it, though. That's the difference between me and you.
We started with saying, let's get Tim in shape. Let's get him jacked out because Tim's got the ideal body. He could have a six-pack.
Tim's got the ideal body. I know what you mean, but that's just the funniest.
I've seen Cool Greg with the shirt off. You have the same bloodline. You could look like Cool Greg.
We have Cool Greg, then. He already did the thing.
But you have a Cool Greg out there running the fucking Boston Marathon, for Christ's sake. Like, the guy's like,
but Nick.
He's running up. He's doing what Mike purports to do every day. He's running up Everest.
But Nick. There's just no matchup as dazzling as you and
dazzling. Mesmerizing.
40 pounds less than I do.
It's
Andy.
Just hilarious.
The thing about it, though, that I love is that you guys are great friends. It's not like there's bad blood in any way. Mm-hmm. You guys are evenly matched in an interest. Like, I don't know that there's a clear winner.
I don't know that I could punch Fran. Oh, I just don't know that I could.
I know for a fact that you know you could punch
all these, just all these people could. Like don't think they can punch each other. Like
Alana and her like opponent are like actual real life friends. And we're like laughing during the match.
I know. I just think like Fran's gonna take it serious. It's gonna hit me the wrong way. And then I'm gonna have to
I do love Nick bringing up how everybody would kind of bring out the hate in their heart. Because it really reminds me of The Office. When Michael Scott dates Pam's wife or Pam's mom. And then eventually she's like, he's like, what do I got to do for you to forgive me? She's like, I want to hit you. He's like, okay, you want to hit me? All right. She's like, no, I want to punch you. He's like, okay, I'll let you punch me then. And she's like, okay, good. We're going to go meet in the parking lot and I'm going to punch the shit out of you. And he's like, okay, fine. He's just worried the whole day.
and he tries to change it to, like, she gets to punch his stomach or something. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm going to hit you in the face.
And then he walks up to Jim, like, Jim, do you know how strong Pam is? He's like, it's going to hurt a lot, Michael. He's like, I'm so scared. and I feel like that's what happened with Nick. And Nick was like, all right, let's box it. Everybody's like, we're going to just punch the fuck out of you.
Oh,
like,
people would come at me
super
hard.
Nick gave me the chance to punch him.
Yeah.
And if I knew, like, this really wouldn't, if I could, like, rewind it.
So it you would not it, in it, in it
you
affect
feel
you
what it feels like, but then rewind it. I don't remember it.
So much aggression.
Oh, you would think about it. Yeah. I know. This is what I know. This is why it's better that we don't get into physical altercations. I understand that I ramp you guys up, but it's for the art, ladies and gentlemen. It's for the art. I do want to wrap this up, but before I do, there was a comment a while back in the live chat that somebody was saying, hey, there's a baby that's been born. Did you know this?
Not been born.
Coming out soon.
Yes.
Coming soon to theaters.
Yes.
No name for the baby yet.
Yes. We did this last week on the podcast, but now they want your input.
They want me to name the baby.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty, congratulations, first off. This is the Hagglers. I will say there's only one name that is ever suitable for a child. Mm-hmm. It is a great name. It's for whatever gender your child is. Mm-hmm. It's Nick.
I was waiting to see it go anywhere but that. But
Nick. No, we knew.
It had to. We can't end, though. We need to talk about Greg Miller.
Oh, who's Greg's gonna fight?
Yeah.
Oh God, I know. Well, this is the real thing.
Yeah.
Like Greg's the big celebrity.
The creator that would clash and representing kind of funny.
So like, what if we got Greg? Okay, well, first off, I don't want Greg fighting, like this is no disrespect, but I do not want Greg fighting a real athlete.
No.
Like, I don't want him doing what Harley did and fighting a WWE guy who like trains every fucking day.
I'd like to see him fight Harley.
Ooh.
I mean, it would be the shit that they would talk. Harley would get us in trouble. Holly would go too far. Holly would say things.
Are you sure? I think Greg would go too far.
Greg would get us in trouble. Yeah, let's not.
I mean, we stream.
Harley would go
Greg
too far,
went
so then
too
Greg
far
would
on
go
a
too
Fast
far.
And Furious.
We stream with Hang
Greg
Time.
Greg has made four references to the Oklahoma City bombing in the last 2 weeks.
All right.
Four. Maybe we shouldn't have Greg be our representative. But my pitch for Greg was Greg versus Linus Tech Tips. PC Gaming versus Greg Miller. And the thing is, the weight class, the height, I don't know how tall Linus is. Doesn't seem as tall as Greg. But between all of this, I still think Linus might win. Linus is he's fast. He's super fit.
What's this kid look like? Mm.
Yeah, Barrett, can you pull up Linus Tech Tips so people can get a visual on this?
I feel like he's too slim, you know?
Yeah.
What's up, Joe?
Can you do me a favor? And I plugged this in. Can you turn that on? No.
I've tried. Somebody in the chat earlier said Greg versus Dan Reichert.
No, they're not in the same weight class. That won't be it. Greg will
but that is like a lot though. Of.
Oh, but long-term Greg versus Gerstmann or something like that. Like someone that's like his size would be good.
Yeah, I feel like Greg would fuck Gerstmann up.
probably. Greg has athleticism.
I feel like he's just.
Thank you.
Greg's scary in a way.
Greg, so I'll tell
you.
You
put a Coke in him?
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
that, I mean, we get him to the ring, Greg's like this, and someone snaps a Coke and just pours it into his mouth.
I'd take Greg without any training with just a Coke in him.
Yeah. One Coke and one Coke and then a beer. And that's it.
They're like his opponent's drinking water. Greg's going back and forth between Coronas and Coca-Colas.
This is Linus.
I mean.
Who does have a black belt.
In what?
Oh.
I don't know. But he, like, I've seen him without his shirt, and it's. A lot more impressive than I would have.
How tall is he?
At first blush.
But he's got like the Tom Holland body where it's like.
Yep, Taekwondo.
You do
okay.
Two sit-ups and you have a six pack.
I don't like
if he's a black
so
belt in Taekwondo.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
If he's a black belt in Taekwondo, I really don't want Greg fighting him. This guy knows how to throw a punch. We're not doing that.
Hassan versus Greg.
PC gaming, man.
Greg's Hassan. Getting his ass beat.
How big is Hassan Piker?
He's 6'3".
That's fucking...
Is he like jacked?
He's a big dude.
He looks... Or he has been jacked in like various points of life.
He's just a big dude.
I mean, he's here's the problem. Here's the problem.
His torso and his shoulders are as wide as my fucking Honda Civic. Like,
That's
why his
he's
head
fucking,
looks so tiny.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude.
I feel like Bless, like legitimately out of all of us, like Bless has a chance at winning. I just don't have an opponent for him that excites me.
Yeah, Hassan, that's a big dude. That guy's going to murder Greg.
Especially
because you
posts,
have to imagine Greg's not training for this.
Whenever he posts photos of
Greg
him
stepping
and all
into
his
the
friends
ring
six playing basketball,
yeah.
Like,
God, they're so hot.
He's just always so much larger than all the other dudes playing basketball. And all the other dudes playing basketball, there's a lot of them that are like 6'1", 6'2", and he just still looks so much more massive than them.
See, I'm going to throw you guys for a curveball here. Because I feel like we could get, we're all going like creator.
Gia versus Selma Hayek.
Yeah,
we were saying.
Oh, no, Gia versus Rosanna Pizzino. What's her name?
Paula versus Anne Hathaway.
That's what we were saying.
Person? Yeah, because they're like evenly matched, like height wise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I thought you were saying there was beef. I was like,
no.
We brought up Paula versus Anne Hathaway at that Which day, and Paula was like, I'd whip her ass.
Yeah.
Paula has fucking hate in her heart for Anne Hathaway.
I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but I just seen feels like she could be like primed for this.
Yeah.
What?
Blessing versus Michael Cera. Yes.
See, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna go into the realm of like more mainstream creators, like more mainstream celebrities. God. I want Greg to fight Bert Kreischer.
Greg's getting fucked up.
Yeah, Greg's gonna die.
But Bert,
I feel like Bert has the Greg in him.
Yeah,
you know?
Bert has the Greg in him. They're very similar people, and they follow each other. I think on Twitter, at least they've interacted. So like, I think that could be cool. And Bert would take it deadly serious.
Oh yeah,
Bert would train for this.
Yeah,
that could be cool.
Guys, I can't get over Michael Cera and Bless. Like that is just. I feel like that is such a good matchup.
Just be a hey man, off,
hey,
you
man.
Know? Hey man.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm gonna tweet at Blessing.
Sarah's 5'9". I mean, Sarah's got some reach on him, but is Blessing still here?
No. I mean,
he does. He's lengthy.
Isn't Blessing 5'9"?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
According to the official
Wikipedia.
Depending
on the shoes, yeah. Yeah. I think we're all 5'9", depending on our shoes.
That's why I started wearing boots. We got a lot done today.
We did.
We need to. We legit. Okay, let's talk. We're talking a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Nick versus Fran. Never gonna happen. Tim versus someone might happen. We need to make.
I would do Alfredo.
You would fight Alfredo?
I would. I would lose, but I would do it.
Coochie just said no.
Alfredo would fuck me up.
No. But you could fuck up Alfredo?
Is Alfredo still like Alfredo?
I mean, he's got, like, no matter how Alfredo is, I'm still Tim.
But Cool-G's Cool-G, and they're very, like, Cool-G's Cool-G
versus
bigger...
Alfredo?
Yeah.
You as my champion?
That would be incredible.
Damn.
I think Cool-G, you can
fuck
him up.
That smoke.
I'll train you, bro. I'll get you in a gym.
Right.
We
got
to make
that.
This happen for real, because I want to just go to the Creator Clash next year. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch someone we know like fight in this thing. And I think it could be really, really fun.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Creator Clash. I would like to be part of the crew that like walks behind them as they walk down the
entourage. Room. You just want part of the entrance.
I'm walking out with a fucking electric guitar wireless.
Of course you are.
And I'm shredding, dude.
What are you playing?
Other option, Andy, you walk out with this wireless. I just fucking try your best.
But I would say Nick comes out with this. And Nick is walking out going...
I want it so bad. This is so fun to think about. But
it really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to be it for us on this podcast. If you're watching live with us, name your baby Nick. It's as simple as that. I love you very, very much. Thank you guys for all of your support. Make sure you leave a comment on this video if you're watching it over on the YouTubes. And let us know who you want to see Tim Geddes fight, because we're going to make this happen. Like always, we'll be back next week. And keep your head on a swivel, everyone, because Andy might be fighting someone from Texas. Until next week, I love you. The music's throwing me off a little bit, but it's a good beat, so I don't want to stop it. It's great. All right, bye, guys. Love you.